This goes to Dr. Susanna, S-U-Z-A-N-N-A, Storing, S-T-O-R-E-I-N-G, fax 989-772-6784. Regarding Gail Pfeiffer, it's P like Paul, I, F like Frank, E-R. Date of birth 9/17/1955. Dear Dr. Storing, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Pfeiffer with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hyponatremia, mild, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. Her last visit was July 24th of 2023. She has lost 9 pounds since her last visit and has been feeling well. She is off lisinopril and off Bydureon, and now she's on Trulicity 3 milligram weekly. She's also on Actose 15 milligram a day, Glyburide 5 milligram twice a day, Plavix 75 milligram daily, Hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, and Hydralazine 10 milligram 3 times a day. She states that blood pressure has been fairly well controlled on her current medications, and she is feeling well. She does have a small amount of swelling in her ankles today that she'd like me to check. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine output is good without cloudiness or blood, no foaminess. Physical exam, weight 215 pounds, pulse 80, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and she has 1+ edema of bilateral ankles today. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 16th, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.32 with estimated GFR of 44, albumin 4.0, calcium 9.6, sodium 135, which is stable, 4.1 potassium, 27 carbon dioxide, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 11.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. We will continue to check labs every 3 to 6 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, mild hyponatremia, secondary to hydrochlorothiazide, most likely stable. Our goal would be to keep the sodium greater than 130, and it has stayed in the 135 range. Next, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. The patient also will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.